Anyone living in Belfast who's ever hailed a taxi, and I'm sure there were quite a few taxis around last night, will have heard some great stories, if they wanted to or not, possibly. Belfast writer Lee Henry's tried to capture the history of the industry in his new book. It's a unique insight into the working lives of taxi drivers and the array of unusual, comical and downright dangerous situations they often find themselves in. And if you want to share your stories about the stories you've heard when you've been in the back of a taxi, do pick up the phone. But earlier I spoke to Lee and he told me about the book.
I interviewed about 50, 60 taxi drivers over about a 3-year period in Belfast. And you're dead right. You know, they could run the country if they only had the chance. But it was one of those things. I used to actually work on the BBC on early morning programmes like Good Morning Ulster and Saturday Magazine and things like that. And so it was 5:30 starts and I got taxis every single day. And I just got to know a lot of different taxi drivers working for different companies. And, you know, they were just full of stories, every single one of them. And I'm not from Belfast originally. I'm from Newcastle, County Down. And so I learned a lot about Belfast through talking to taxi drivers. And I got to know a lot of them personally and their personal stories. And they told me some amazing things, you know, about before the troubles and during the troubles and Belfast as it is now. So it was a very enlightening experience, and I was very surprised that nobody had actually done it before.
And your background, you say you did work in journalism, but you've also got some qualifications, some experience in sociology. So you're a bit of an amateur psychologist as well, are you?
Well, actually, my degree is in English literature and history. So it's not really the psychology that I was interested in. It was more the historical side of things. So in the book, you know, we start off with horse-drawn carriages and the origins of the taxi trade in Belfast with jaunting cars and gigs and all that kind of thing. And that was the kind of hook for me, was learning about Belfast in the 19th century and how it has changed over the years from taxi drivers' perspectives, because they do work with the people. They're constantly talking with different people, you know, be they barristers or bakers, all sorts of things. And they have seen how Belfast has changed firsthand through the troubles and whatnot. So, it is true that they are the amateur psychologists of the world. They always do give advice to their passengers, because people perceive taxi drivers as, almost people that they can talk to without any comeback. So they're very honest with them, and they will tell them their family troubles and whatnot. And, they'll know that they'll get honest advice back. I was more interested in the historical side of things, but the sociological side of things came through as well in the interviews.
So what kind of characters and stories did you hear?
Well, there's so many characters. I interviewed male and female taxi drivers, private hire taxi drivers, public hire taxi drivers, even foreign nationals who have relocated to Northern Ireland and taken up taxiing. So I heard very many different stories from all over the city. And whilst you might think that, you know, if they're talking about the troubles, there's going to be a lot of tragic stories, there's, and invariably taxi drivers in Belfast will see the funny side in things. There's loads of stories about drivers getting hijacked during the Troubles. That happened on a quite regular basis. There's one guy who got hijacked, and when the two guys got into the car, they both pulled out pistols and asked him to drive into the West Side. And when they got there, they were going to rob a bank, but it had just been robbed. So there was police all over the place. So they asked him to drive him back into town, and they paid him his fare. So there were paramilitaries with a social conscience, I suppose. But there's many stories like that, you know, to do with the Troubles, where you would think it would be very dark, but they actually do find the funny side of the most preposterous circumstances.
Taxis have a special place, I think, in the hearts of people in Belfast. I mean, the black taxis are a big part of Belfast life.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that taxi drivers are seeing a part of life that the rest of us don't see, tapping into something the rest of us will never know about?
Well, I think so, yeah. I mean, I keep coming back to the Troubles. Obviously, it plays a huge part in the book, but it's about a third of the book, I would say. But during the Troubles, you know, a lot of taxi drivers worked with the press. So they were, ferrying NBC, BBC, RTE, right into the midst of riots and whatnot. So they saw a side of the Troubles that not very many other people would have seen, right up in the front line. But, you know, as well as that, they see how the city has changed recently with the influx of the tourists and how the recession has changed the country. And for example, the MTV European Music Awards last year, there's one guy told me that there was a very high profile Hollywood actress got in his cab, and after the show they went to a burger joint, and her entourage had a lot of burgers and one too many sandies probably, and when they were coming back in his taxi, she threw up all over the taxi. So I guess not very many people are going to see a Hollywood actress throwing up in the backseat of their cabs an awful lot. You know.
Taxi drivers love to name drop about who they've had famous in the back of their taxi, don't they? But what about the characters themselves, the actual stories from the taxi drivers?
Well, yeah, they have. There was plenty of stories of them taxiing well-known people. But the taxi drivers themselves, you know, they see... they see a very positive side of Belfast. So there's a lot of taxi drivers who nowadays who are taxi tour guides, and these are guys who could just talk all day, and it was a real privilege to interview them. You know, they've seen how Belfast has changed recently with the tourist thing, but you know, they taught me a lot about Belfast that I didn't know at the time. You know, such as the fact that, you know, it had the largest rope works in the country. You know, it was the place where Milk and Magnesia was invented and stuff, and these guys, I mean. There's a guy, Billy Scott, for example. He's a Blue Badge tourist guide, qualified tourist guide. And he actually has a degree in sociology as well. So, you know, if you were to put him on a stage with a university academic, you know, he'd really be able to punch above his weight. And you know, so there's a lot of very intelligent guys out there. I think taxi drivers, they are stereotyped in a lot of ways because of the negative side of the industry. You know, there are drivers who will overcharge and take the long way around, but there are a lot of very interesting, amiable people in the industry as well, which was great to meet and learn from.
What were some of the best stories?
Some of the best stories. There's one guy. Well, actually, Sally Rogers was a very interesting one to learn about. She was one of the first female taxi company owners in the city, and she came from County Derry, and she actually had 14 kids. Couldn't drive a car, didn't know anything about taxi driving or running a business, but she was a very larger-than-life personality, and a fella asked her, would she like to take over a vacant taxi company, a private hire taxi company? And she ran her company almost like a social cooperative. You know, it was in the markets area of Belfast, and she worked a lot with the community. If anybody needed a taxi to go outside of the city for a family emergency or whatever, she would give them the taxi for free, you know. And she always tried to help people from both sides of the community. If there were riots happening at the time or whatever, she would take in Protestants and Catholics and make sure that they got home safe and sound. There's another story that a guy called Ralph told me. Ralph he used to work for Silver Cabs, which is the biggest private hire company during the 50s. And he went on, continued to work in the private hire industry in the 60s. And there's one time he told me there was a wee old man phoned him to the depot, and he says that he had left his umbrella there. So Ralph looked around, found his umbrella, and told him to come down and get it. And the wee old man, he must have been half blind. And when he got to the taxi depot, he had no idea that it was actually being robbed. So there was gunmen in the back doing the safe, and there was another gunman with all the staff lined up in the front. This wee old man down there could hardly see anything, you know. Didn't know what was happening. And the guy with the gun turned round and, you know, kind of pushed him in the chest with his gun, and the wee old man grabbed the gun and had a good look at it, and he says, this isn't my umbrella, I don't know what's going on here, you know. So even the gunmen started laughing at how preposterous it all was. But there's so many different stories in the book. It's only 146 pages long. It's quite a short book, but there are 35 different drivers in it, and it's packed full with all different kinds of stories. So I hope it'll make for an entertaining read.
Belfast Taxi, Lee Henry. The book has been published by Blackstaff. Lee Henry, thanks very much.
Thanks, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice Cheers. To talk to you, Lee. Bye-bye.